Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have calmed down since I first wanted to talk about this hours ago, so I'm going to come at it from a different angle.
Oh, positivity?
Kind of.
No. Logical.
I'm kind of.
Are you broken?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there something wrong with me?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Hold on. Okay, let me start over. In what I'm about to describe, is there something wrong with me? Okay?
Okay.
I had to get ready for today's show at a Starbucks instead of just in my living room. I normally just sit in my living room and type stuff. And I'm like, yay, we're going to do a show. Yay. But I had to be at a Starbucks for a plethora of reasons. Doesn't really matter right now. And at a couple different times, I was confronted with people who talked really loudly. And
so you went to the bathroom at Starbucks. Looked in the mirror.
Okay.
Spoke.
I was like, are they chatty in the bathroom? I don't know.
So maybe this is the wrong group to ask. Maybe you guys just hate me so much that you won't let me get my problems.
No, I'm open-minded at this time.
I'm trying to be.
Okay, so, and then I started to just, I did do what you guys are doing. I'm like, bro, you're loud.
You are, yeah.
So if there were, if TAC was at Starbucks with me, I'd be like, bro, what are we doing? Did you contact that OPP? Like, we're going to talk to him like next week? Or like, I would be kind of like, but I don't think I'm that loud, but.
I also feel like you actually in public don't like to attract attention to
yourself.
I try not
to, yeah.
Right? You try to like play it cool, although you like also, I've seen you with a waitress. It's really interesting.
Why? What did I do?
You're just like OP. So, no, where were we?
Ed Rider? Yeah.
Okay. You're so like bleeding charisma. In a way that I don't necessarily think you are in here.
Definitely not in here.
This isn't going well.
Like, for a second there, you felt what I felt. It's like the roller coaster, like tick, tick, tick. Like, this is a compliment in here. And then you realize it's not a roller coaster. It's a suicide machine. And I just fell off a cliff.
No, it was just so interesting to watch you in public.
That's just how I talk to people.
That seems exhausting, man.
Okay, we'll unpack that later.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, long story longer, just people talking loud, and I came to grips with it. And I'm like, everything's fine. Then in comes a dude, one AirPod in. I'm trying to get louder right now, and I don't know if the radio is picking it up necessarily, but it's like, in his car, yeah. No, I think we got like at least 7 figures in it. I don't know. Should we set? I don't know. I talked to Tom the other day. We could. And he's just moving around the restaurant, having a conversation this loud.
Oh, I would lose my mind.
Yeah, moving around.
Because he's like,
not pick even a place. Pick a spot to be loud.
He's waiting for his order, so he goes up and gets his little whatever, his food, then comes back and he's waiting for his coffee and all the while just having this conversation.
Did you notice if he had both AirPods in or was it just one?
Just one.
Okay, because I was going to say if he had two, maybe he had the noise canceling.
Right, he couldn't hear himself.
And so
but
you
even
do
if that were
to
the case.
I could give a little more lenience to that, but if you only had one, you know how loud you are.
And this is a kind of a, I'm kind of in your hood, I think, maybe, Aaron. I'm Clement Park Starbucks.
Okay. I go there all the time.
It's a great Starbucks. Yeah. It's awesome. And but then he can't find a table that's to his liking, but is talking.
So he keeps moving around?
Yes. Then he picks a table right next to me, and I'm like, and just pretentious, like, I don't know, my Beamer's in the shop, so I'm having to drive the Mercedes, and you're just like, why do you want...
I think he was trying to pick up people then. If you were talking about what you have and like, yeah, no, he was absolutely, he wanted people to hear
him. There's people in the room who are attracted to men. Would that in any way, no, shape, or form? Men. I was talking to TIAC.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of Beamer?
But okay. Would that ever attract? Ever?
It's worse. It pushes me the other way.
If I was a single woman witnessing that, I would be like, ugh, and get out of there.
But everyone, we're all on our laptops. We're all trying to get work done.
Right, because it's like a morning.
Yeah, yes. Like, so eventually he moves away from me to like the brown comfy chairs. Mm-hmm. And the two people there's three in a row there. And two people are sitting him. And when he sat down in between them and carried that conversation, I just watched their faces melt off. Neither one of them lasted longer than 5 minutes.
Oh,
everybody
my
left.
Gosh.
So I was going to go over and choke him out.
Right. Okay. That's the logical response.
Okay. But then I had to ask myself this.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the difference? The guy over here before was having a loud conversation with another person at the table. Only he was loud. The guy he was conversing with was not loud.
It bothered you a little bit.
A little, but it was like, he's just a loud talk and it's okay. Why is this guy so much more outraged? Like, I wanted to stab him in the throat. It shouldn't have gotten under my skin that much, but it did. Like, is there a difference? Am I just an a-hole? Like, it felt, because if two people are sitting together, they have to be together.
Right.
And like, they're having a conversation. He could have that conversation anywhere. Mm-hmm. He could have done it in his car. He could have been on the patio out back. He could have been, but he chose to be in the room with other people.
I'm just laughing because you're still so fired up.
Erica,
No, I understand.
Okay.
No, it's not though. Because somebody has
anymore.
To speak for the trees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something to it. I agree. Because I remember being at dinner one time. There's a table next to us. Big family dinner. And then they're being loud, but whatever. They're all together having. And then at some point they FaceTime the grandparents. and then they're passing the phone around FaceTiming. And for some reason, that was infuriating. That's way worse. Even though I don't know that it was any technically any louder than they were being, but it was worse.
Why, though?
I agree with you.
Why?
I don't know. And when you first told us about this, I thought, I love the sound my youngest nephew makes. He's about to be two. When he chews his food, the crunching when he has a Cheeto.
You love it?
It's so stinking cute. But God forbid an adult do that, I will slit your jugular.
Oh.
So it's the same thing. Yes. I don't know if it's just context or like.
Because I honestly think if any one of you were on the phone, no, you know what? I think I would grab you and go, hey, go outside.
Yeah.
For sure.
You should go outside. Like, people here want to kill you.
People might see us together. Go outside.
Call anywhere. Stand in traffic.
Normal humans. Also, if you you know when you're on the phone and you're outside and you walk into somewhere and you immediately go, hey, by the way, I'm like in a Starbucks, so I'm going to be a little quieter. Just let me know if you can't hear me.
No, I just go, I'm going into a Starbucks. I'll call you
or
back.
That.
Totally.
I don't like to pick up my phone in public places. So you have a right to be angry. I think we've decided.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I texted my anger to the group earlier and you guys were kind of sympathetic and I love it. But someone here made me angry.
I'm sure it was me.
Because that person admitted that they FaceTimed in a Walmart.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that Erica who
you're
just
right.
said, I don't answer my phone in public?
Okay.
Can we play that back to you?
Yeah.
Is there a way we can play that back?
I don't answer my phone in public. The only times I will is if it's a FaceTime from one of my siblings because it means that their kids are on the phone. And I
then go outside.
We were shopping at Walmart.
Go outside.
We were in the process
go
of
outside.
Buying a little fan, a
Don't
portable
care.
Fan, because it was so hot this
okay.
weekend.
Go outside.
And my fiance was giving me options, so I was talking to my niece, and then he was bringing me options. Look.
Nope.
I knew in that moment that I was being annoying. But it's very hard to catch my brother ever on the phone. And so the fact that he called, I was like, I can't miss the opportunity to talk to my niece and nephew.
You're no better than me. When I have to FaceTime my wife from the grocery store and to like, do you want these ones or these ones? And
no, I'm
like,
no, you do that.
Oh, no.
Erica's just as bad. She just admitted it. Let's refocus.
No, wait.
Her.
I'm not checking items. I'm speaking to a 2-year-old.
Doesn't matter.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 1059.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.